How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized.
Christine, thank you so much for joining me on the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, can you tell everyone how you originally found me and found Organize 365?
I was just searching different podcasts to try to find out how to organize my life, and I found your podcast, and I loved it. So,
are you a pretty avid podcast listener?
I try to be. I subscribe to a lot, but there's only a few that I actually come to weekly, and yours is one of them. So,
oh, yay! I recently have found myself not listening to podcasts as much, which is really odd because I've listened to them for like 7 years. Like they were like my best friends. And so I would just turn on whichever of my best friends I wanted to listen to next. But now that I'm almost never in my car and I don't have a lot of time to just, I don't have a lot of dead time. Like I'm reading a book or I listen to audiobooks more, spending a lot more time with my husband now that the kids are older. And it's so funny how as your time changes, your listening habits and different things you do change as well.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were just searching for organizing podcasts. So tell us about the people who live in your home.
It's my husband and I, and we have three biological kids, 13-year-old, 10-year-old, and a 3-year-old. Wow. And we started fostering last year, and we got a baby 3 days old when he came to our home. Wow. And he's now actually 5 months old. So that really put me over the edge. Like I was kind of making it before then. And then the fourth baby just really did it for me.
So Christine, I only made it through two. It took the fourth. So you're doubly as strong as I am. So your foster baby, does it look like you will keep him for a long time or?
No, it looks like he's going to be reunified, but I'm excited for his mom. She's doing a good job. So I'm just like, all right, you know, but I mean,
such a gift that you're giving her and him and that they're giving you like, it's not easy work, but it's good work, you know, like meaningful work. So when he gets reunified, do you think everything will just be fine? And you'll be organized again? No?
No. And we want to continue fostering our good. We hope to adopt at some point.
Okay.
I don't think I'll ever go back to I'm okay.
So you're multi-passionate.
I am.
So is that when you were searching for the organizing podcast? Is when the foster baby came or was it before then?
It was before then. I've been listening for quite a few years. That's actually when I subscribed. That's when I decided to join the 100-day challenge was when we got the foster baby. Because I'm like, I gotta do this. I need help. And I've heard about it. And I was just like, I don't know if I can afford that.
Yeah.
You know? And then that's when I'm like, I need to afford this.
Explain that. Because I mean, if you'd been listening for years and you had three kids and you were humming along, what was different when, I mean, you're overwhelmed, you got a little baby coming into your house. Now you're going to also join a program. What was different in what the program offered versus obviously we're getting a lot out of the podcast?
I think that I think I'm just kind of ADHD mind. I kind of like, I'm everywhere all the time. And what the program gave me was like, okay, you're going to do this and then you're going to do this. It really set everything out for me. So I didn't have to think, because I would rather just sit there and make lists about what I'm going to do than actually do them. And so this was perfect for me. So
okay, awesome. Do you know what time of year it was and what you did?
It was fall of last year.
Okay. So just like 4 months ago at the time of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
And you just jumped in right after Labor Day, or did you join before or after? Did you join on day one?
I joined on day one, and then I was in for about a month on the 100-day, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to upgrade.
Okay, I just have to tell you guys behind the scenes, because Janet ships everything. And Janet, by trade, is a chemical engineer. That's what her college degree is in. Like, she is like a data person. And she'll be like, okay, this is what they do. They get a Sunday basket. Sometimes before the Sunday basket even gets to their house, they join the 100-day program. And then, like clockwork, it's just like a while later, and then they upgrade all access. And we're a small company, you know, we have employees, but we know everybody's name, and Janet knows everybody's name. So she knows when you upgrade. And so, and I'll come by the office, she'll be like, this person did this, and this person did this. So you decided to go all in a month later.
Like a month later, yeah.
When the baby's like, was the baby sleeping through the night? What made you decide you wanted to go all in?
I just loved it so much. I felt so, like, I remember, like, the first, like, the kitchen organizing, I never thought about how I'm supposed to organize it. And after we did the kitchen, my husband and I were just like, oh my gosh, this is so much better. And everything's so much better. And we can find everything. And I was just like, I'm going to do it. I'm going all in. And he was just like, okay. And, you know, usually he's like, I don't know about that. And I did. And then he's totally on board. Like, after the first month, he was like, go ahead. And then I ended up doing the all access. Was it plus? I think. And then I also bought.
So you went from, I don't know how I'm going to do this, to, I would like everything in this catalog, please.
Yes. What else? And I also got the homeschool workbox and the entrepreneur
homeschool?
Workbox. I do.
Oh my gosh.
And I own my own business.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wait.
So that's why I'm a little overwhelmed, I think.
What is your own business? Can we say?
Yes, I am. I own Christine Fogg Music, which is, I sent you a picture, voice and piano.
Like voice for speak, like, could you train my voice like for speaking?
I do singing.
Would that work for speaking?
I don't know. I've never done that, but.
Okay. Well, let's think about it. How long have you been doing that?
Probably about 5 years, but I've been professionally singing for probably 20 years.
So do you do it locally or virtually or both?
I do both.
Okay. So what is your website in case people want to find you?
It's ChristineFoggMusic.com.
And Fogg is FOGH, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. ChristineFoggMusic.com.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mary will listen to this. I'm sure she'll put it in the show notes. Right, Mary? Okay. So that is your home-based business.
Yes.
Then you homeschool. Do you do where you create your own curriculum, or is there a specific curriculum you like?
I'm kind of eclectic. I kind of, you know, like, mess around with things.
Oh my gosh. You do all the things. You're like Superwoman right here on the podcast in front of us. This is amazing. Well, no wonder you didn't want to have to figure out how to organize your own home. This is the one system you're just like, tell me what to do.
Right. I love it.
Okay. So when was the first time you noticed that something was organized that wasn't organized before?
I noticed it when we were doing the bathroom week, especially, because we had our bathroom redone, like, all nice, and has these like fancy cabinets and stuff. And you would open the bathroom doors and everything would just fall out, like, on top of you. And I'd be like, oh, get this. You cannot find it. You could not find it in there.
Yeah.
You know, it was fine from the outside. You know, like, everything looked clean and dandy, but it really wasn't. And oh my gosh, like, I can find everything, like, every little Q-tip now. I'm just like, I noticed that. And I actually posted a picture on the Facebook, like, 100-day challenge. But I was like, oh, my cabinets are just fantastic, you know? I was so excited about that.
Do they look like Pinterest? Like, if you open your cabinets, does it look like you should put it in a magazine?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So what I often say is, I'm not your Pinterest organizer, but your house functions so well that you know where everything is. But after 8 years, someone at our office has a Cricut, and it's the old kind of Cricut where that's like a letter maker, where it's not connected to the computer. I'm like, great, because I don't know how that works. I just want to punch the numbers in. It's like a really fancy labeler, basically. And I've decided in 2020, I think I want to make my organizing pretty. Like, I want to go get some more acrylic containers and put, like, Cricut labels on them. It's just a little upscale of my functional organizing. So once you get a space that really works, you can make it pretty like Pinterest if you want, but it's not even that. It's the functionality of it. Like, you know where the Q-tips are. You know where everything is. And then also, when you look in there and it's not there, you know what's missing.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I think that's even more important. Like, we're out of Q-tips.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what has happened since you started on this organizing journey that you didn't expect to happen?
My husband admitted that I was right about buying it.
Okay. And Mary, by the way, that's the quote for this podcast. So if you don't know, Mary is our content writer. She does like everything you see in print. Mary has probably written. She's amazing. She listens to the podcast before you guys do, and she writes the podcast show notes. If you think that I'm still writing those, then where do you think all the spelling errors are? If I'm writing it, there is a spelling error. That's how you know if I'm commenting back to you on social media, because it's not spelled correctly. So Mary, you got to quote that. My husband admitted I was right. That is classic. So you, I mean, you even mentioned you have three kids, you're fostering, you have your own home-based business, you're homeschooling. You mentioned that the money was an issue. Like, do I really invest this much? And now you've just admitted you've bought everything in the catalog. How did you go from, I don't know if I should spend very much, to just ship one of everything?
I was just so happy after I started the 100 days, especially with the Facebook group. You know, I was like, I wasn't sure how the Facebook group would be, but it kept me so motivated seeing everybody's pictures.
Aren't they so fun?
They are fun.
It's like a perpetual slumber party over there. That's how I would describe it. It's just like you walked in on a conversation at a slumber party and everybody's like, it's so fun.
Yeah, I love it. And I was just so happy with my motivation. You know, and then, you know, I did my Sunday basket, and just my life with the Sunday basket. Oh my gosh. Every Sunday I'm like, I tell my husband, I'm like, it's Sunday basket time. I have to go, you know, I'm just like, it is my thing. And I'm just so into my basket. And I do a basket like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I do a different, like I do my different baskets. Yes. And I'm
me
just
too.
Like, oh my gosh, it's so calmed my life, you know? And I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just like, whatever you do, I want to buy it because it's just helped me.
Well, luckily for your husband, no new products in 2020. Hopefully you'll buy the book. Like, that's pretty much all we're coming out with. So do you have the kids program also?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do.
Have you started on that at all yet?
I started on it. And I started, the kids have watched a few of them, but we haven't really gone forward with it. It's on my agenda.
Okay. But I think it's a great complement to homeschooling. Like, it could just be a course.
Yes. I thought about that. Yeah. I was like, okay, we'll watch this 10-minute video and just go at it.
Yeah.
I haven't yet.
That's how I designed it, that it would easily just work as a homeschool curriculum. I think the 100-day program for the family can be a good homeschool curriculum as well. Like, you need to be organized. You need to learn organization.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right. What do you have more of now?
Time.
Yeah.
Time. One of the things that I've heard you say like a bunch of times, and I was just like,
you didn't believe me.
She's crazy. Was about hiring out help. And I was just like, no, I can do everything. I don't need help. And I can't do everything. I thought I could. And we actually got a, house cleaner to come every 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh, this is so awesome.
And I'm just like, I love it. Oh my gosh. Yes. My life has never been easier.
Okay, what does your husband think about that?
He loves it too.
Yes.
He's just like, oh my gosh, why didn't we do this before?
We're like killing ourselves over here. You guys, I'm just telling you, we should have a statistic, but the majority of men are going to be like, great. They're definitely going to give you resistance when you want to buy the program, and they're definitely going to give you resistance when you want to get help.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do it, and then they're going to say, love it.
Yeah. I think it was just like, I felt so guilty for not getting all these things done, like cleaning the shower all the time. You know, I was like, I wasn't doing it as much as I wanted to. And, you know, I felt guilty. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like a bad mom or bad, you know, like I felt like a bad wife. And I just don't have the time to sit there and clean my shower.
And legitimately, okay, 4 children, so full-time mom, homeschooling, which means you're your children's full-time teacher, business owner. Where in the heck are you going to add cleaning your house to that? You have a husband who apparently likes you, so you're a good wife. Like, you spend some time with him, you talk to him. Like, there's just not enough hours in the day to do all of it. And so are you going to clean your shower instead of teaching your kids math?
Right.
Or, you know, go do whatever, vacuum the entire house again, instead of teaching someone a voice lesson. Like, you have to pick and choose. You cannot be a full-time or part-time working person, full-time teacher, full-time mom. Hello.
Right.
Although you do seem kind of like Superwoman is all I'm going to say. So what do you have less of?
Freaking out. Like, I lost this. I can't find this. And
best description ever.
That was my life. And now I'm like, oh, it's right here. Like, I know where things are, you know? And that's a big thing in my house, you know?
How does that make you feel to not be freaking out so much?
Like, I'm a good wife. Like, yes. I'm good at this finally. Like, I'm like, oh, I got this.
Yes, you are.
So, yeah. And it's just been something. I've been married close to 20 years. And, you know, I've always been trying to be, you know, this certain type of wife. And mm-hmm. I haven't been. And now it's a little different than I thought, but it's so much better. Like, now that I'm starting to understand how to organize my house and make it functional, not just cute, but functional. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Awesome. What do you wish you had known sooner?
That it's okay to spend money. I'm so cheap. I'm just like, I just don't want to spend money on anything. I'm like, oh, I can do that myself. I'll do my own thing. And when I waste so much time trying to do my own thing, when somebody already did it for me and I could have just paid for it and it would have been much easier. So
do you think you could have recognized that 5 or 10 years ago, or do you think it's part of your phase of life that helps you finally accept that? Because you said you've been married 20 years.
Yeah, I think it's my phase of life. I'm going to be 40 this year.
Yep.
And I think that I'm just like, I'm over the drama. You know, I just want to get things done and have a nice, peaceful life, you know, while I'm raising my littles. So
I think that's so true. Like, in my 20s and 30s, you think you have so much time and you have less money usually. And so you are more frugal and you do it yourself. And 40 is just a pivotal year. It just is. And after 40, you do start to, not that you're running out of time. I think that happens more in your 50s. You start to realize that, okay, well, if I'm middle aged and I'm 52, that's 104. Yep, I'm definitely in middle age. We're going to pick a middle. Like, that's probably middle. In my early 40s, I just started to realize that I could not do everything I wanted to do to the level I wanted to do it if I was going to DIY it. Mm-hmm. So I would selectively pick things that I could pay for that would give me the return that I wanted. Now, the older I get, I'm like, what else can we hire out? Like, because your energy starts to go down as you get more towards your 50s. And so as you go through your life cycle, things, if you're listening to this in your 20s, you're like, that is ridiculous. Wait. And people who are listening in their 60s are like, oh, if I had the energy of the early 50s again. So I think it's just all very, very cyclical. And it's when it's the right time. Like, you had listened to the podcast for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then it was just the right time for you, right?
Right.
Yeah. So what is your next step?
I want to continue the program. And I want to, I'm still working on my entrepreneur box right now. I don't know. I'm kind of like, well, how do I use this exactly? You know, like, cause it's a little different than, you know, cause I'm running a music business. It's a little different than the regular entrepreneur, or at least what I want to do. So I got to figure that out. It's on my agenda. Mm-hmm. and yeah. I don't know. And I got the homeschool box, which I love. I was really excited about that. It's just so perfect for us. Like, cause I always had papers everywhere and I'm like, oh, and I lost the paper.
Right. Okay. So let's just for a second on the whole homeschool thing. What's so interesting is I'm a teacher and I've helped people who've homeschooled before. So I knew how to make the homeschool box. So I go to the homeschool convention the first year to sell people the homeschool box, which at the time we didn't get it created until after. So I'm trying to share something that we didn't have finished yet. I know it's going to work for homeschoolers. And then the next fall, I am a homeschooling mom. And I'm like, well, glad I made the box and glad I made it right, because we are totally like, we don't follow a curriculum. We're just following Abby's passions and what's best for her to get her set up for adulthood. And it works really well. It works really well. And I'm really glad I created the product I needed before I needed it, because I definitely, if, you know, the Sunday basket gets done and the homeschool workbox gets done, the corporate doesn't always, because I can run my corporation, but the homeschool, I mean, to be the teacher of your kids, whether you're following somebody else's curriculum or not, like, there's prep time necessary, because the kids, God love them, want to get out of the work. Mm-hmm. You didn't give me that paper. I don't know where that was. The link you sent me didn't work. I have to go get deodorant. I don't know. There's like so many reasons why we're not doing the homeschooling. I'm like, no, no, no. I sent you the email. The links all work. Like, I double checked them all. And so if you want to be, you know, cuddling your baby, or I'm running my company while they're doing homeschooling, like, you have to know that the information you gave them is correct. Otherwise, if there's one little thing wrong, they stop working until you come back. I'm like, no, no, no. Productive. Productivity. Get the work done. So before we leave, Christine, what advice would you give to someone who is just starting out?
Just follow the program. Do it little by little, like it's laid out, and it's going to be so much easier the next time. Like,
yeah.
This time I'm like, oh, I'm going to do the kitchen. Oh, I don't have anything to do. Well, I guess I'll do something else, you know?
I am so excited for you. Like, I'm so excited for your little baby to be reunited, and for whatever new little child is going to be blessed by coming into your family.
Thank you. Yeah.
And eventually forever staying with you. Like, so cool. So cool. So thank you so much for being on the podcast. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever, and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.